Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here in this mind, in this heart, in this body, in this community. In this place, may thy kingdom come and thy will be done today, in this moment. Sit back and take a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and then out through your mouth. And as you breathe in, just invite God's presence more deeply into your body. More deeply into your mind. More deeply into your emotions. Just allow him to open your heart to himself. God, we invite you to have your way with us in the next few moments. The author of Hebrews in chapter 7 writes this. If perfection had been attainable through the Levitical priesthood, for under this priesthood the people received the law. If perfection had been attainable through the Levitical priesthood, what further need would there have been for another priest to arise after the order of Melchizedek, rather than one named after the order of Aaron, the Levite? For when there is a change in the priesthood, there is necessarily a change in the law as well. For Jesus, the one of whom these things are spoken, belonged to another tribe, from which no one has ever served at the altar, offering sacrifices in the temple. For it is evident that our Lord was descended from Judah. And in connection with that tribe, Moses said nothing about priests in the law. For if perfection had been attainable through the Levitical priesthood, what further need would there be? This becomes even more evident when another priest arises in the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become a priest, not on the basis of a legal requirement concerning bodily descent, but by the power of an indestructible life. For it is witnessed of Jesus, you are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. What further need would there be? If perfection had been attained through the Levitical priesthood, the need becomes more evident when another priest arises in the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become a priest not on the basis of a legal requirement concerning bodily descent, but by the power of an indestructible life. Reflects on this in 1 Corinthians 15, saying, "Now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel. The gospel I preached to you, I delivered to you as of first importance, what I also received, that Christ died for our sins, in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, in accordance with the scriptures." Take a moment to allow that to sink in. If Jesus' life wasn't indestructible, if he had died on the cross, was buried, and then remained in that tomb, how would that have changed things? If his life had not been indestructible, how would that have affected Peter's life? His last encounter with Jesus, having just denied him the third time, and then looking him right in the eye. Turning, fleeing, and weeping bitterly. Jesus had stayed in that tomb, how would that have changed his life? No Jesus to appear to him, to walk with him, to forgive him, to restore him to ministry. Goes on in 1 Corinthians 15 saying, "If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins." If Jesus' life wasn't indestructible, if he died on the cross, was buried, and then stayed in that tomb, how would that have affected your life? If you can think back to the moment when you first encountered Jesus, can you imagine if that just disappeared from your world and was not a part of your story? How different would your life be if there was no Jesus to encounter you, to forgive you, to breathe life into you, to justify you, to sanctify and transform you? No Jesus to cleanse you. No Jesus to wipe away your shame. No Jesus to give you an invitation into an eternal family. How might your life look differently today if his life had not been indestructible? Thank you that not even death could hold you. Jesus, thank you that on the third day, you changed everything. Take a moment and allow gratitude to flood your heart and mind for the life that you do have, the present and the future you do have, because of that indestructible life. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The name that is above every name. The name that at its proclamation every knee will bow. In heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God, thank you for the gospel, the good news that you came to this earth, that you lived a sinless life, that you died a sinner's death on our behalf, and rose again to new life, conquering death and giving us hope. Thank you that as far as the east is from the west, that's how far you have removed our transgressions, our sins, our failures, our imperfections. Thank you for giving us your righteousness. Thank you that our eternity is secure and that our hope is with you in the heavenly holy of holies, anchored, secure, and steadfast. Help us to live out of that radical reality today. Thank you, Jesus. We pray these things in your name, your glorious name.